and the E and the E, and that's all, folks.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, don't blame the flu on Porky the Pig. Don't blame the flu on Porky the Pig. I don't know about you today, but the World Health Organization has brought about the new swine flu that seems to be spreading vastly throughout the world. But I wanted to tackle today what the scriptures say about the swine flu. And what is the swine flu? And is this flu, does it have some kind of connection with the Bible? The swine flu is a contagious respiratory virus that affects pigs year-round. The virus, making headlines right now, is a new strain of the swine flu, which is an influenza type A H1N1 virus. This strain contains a combination of different flu viruses that affect pigs, birds, and humans. Because of the human component of the virus, it can spread from person to person more easily. Since this is a new strain of flu virus, people who had the flu shot this past winter probably won't be protected against this swine flu. However, the virus does appear to respond to treatment with some of the same medicines used to treat common seasonal flu. So once again, there's a virus that came out. Everybody's afraid. Everybody can be affected. People are being quarantined. But what does the Bible say about the virus? Where did this flu come from? Did it come from God? Did it come from Satan? Or did it come from Porky the Pig? Satan does not act independently of God, Job 1. So maybe God allowed it to happen through Satan. Maybe Satan created the flu, but God allowed it and Satan used the pig. But this is not the first time that the Bible uses the pig. The pig is very interesting because the pig is mentioned very much in the Bible. Leviticus 11:7. And the pig, though it has a split hoof completely divided, does not chew the cud. It is unclean for you, the pig. Deuteronomy 14:8. The pig is also unclean. Although it has a split hoof, it does not chew the cud. You are not to eat their meat and touch their carcasses. The pig. Very interesting. The Bible has a lot to do with the pig and the swine, the pig, the boar, whatever you would like to call, which came out of Mexico. The pig is very much biblical. So this flu that is happening around the world today could very much be something biblical happening. A well-known animal forbidden as food to the Hebrews, who held its flesh in such destination that they would not so much as pronounce the name pig. It was an abomination to even pronounce the name pig, Leviticus 11:7. Deuteronomy 14:8. The eating of the swine's flesh was among the most odious of the idolatrous abominations charged upon some of the Jews. It was just terrible to even mention the name pig. And not only that, to eat the swine's flesh, Isaiah 65:4, 66:3, and 17. The herd of swine destroyed by evil spirits. And the Bible also talks about the herd of swine destroyed by evil spirits in the sea of Gennesaret. Matthew 8:32. Are supposed to have been kept by Jews for sale and the Gentiles around them in defiance of the law. Very interesting that God sent the evil spirit into the swine, into the pigs. The beautiful, infecting parable of the prodigal son shows that the tending of swine was considered to be an employment of the most despicable character. It was the last resource of that depraved and unhappy being who had squandered his patrimony in riotous living. To tend swine back in that day, to take care of a pig, was the worst kind of employment you could possibly have. The pig was considered terrible back in that day. Luke chapter 15, verse 14 through 16. The irreclaimable filthy habits of this animal illustrates insufficiency of reformation without regeneration. 2 Peter 22. As it is treading in the mire, any precious thing which it cannot eat, illustrates the treatment that some propagates the treatment which some propagates gives to the gospel. The pig. Very interesting. So what does the Bible say about this pandemic disease and the sickness? This pandemic that is happening around the world right now. The swine flu. You know, the recent swine flu outbreak has prompted many of us to ask why God allowed it or even causes pandemics, and whether such a disease is a sign of the end times. Some of you might think that this flu is a sign of the end times. The Bible speaks that the pig is something biblical, for the very fact it is considered, if you even ate pig, it's considered just unhealthy. It was the most wicked thing to even mention the name. Some countries today, if you mention, if you say cow, it's terrible. But the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, describes numerous occasions when God brought plagues and diseases on both His people and His enemies to make you see my power. Exodus 9:14-16. Why does God bring plagues upon this world? Why does God bring plagues upon His people? Number one answer is to show His power. To show His power. Exodus 9:14. Or this time I will send the full force of my plagues against you and against your officials and your people, so you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. Exodus 9:16. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So why we are having a big swine flu epidemic, and what does God say? He says, I will allow this epidemic to go throughout the whole world, number one, to show you my power. He used plagues on Egypt to force Pharaoh to let free the Israelites from bondage, while sparing His people from being affected by them. Does God not spare His people of plagues? Yes, He does. Does not God spare His people of these diseases? Yes, He does. Exodus 12:13 says, the blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Israel. If you are washed by the blood and you have the blood covering you, and you are walking in obedience with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord gives a promise here that He will protect you from these diseases, that He will keep you safe from the fowler's snare. Exodus 15:26. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of these diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord your God who heals you. If you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, He will not bring these diseases upon you. He will not bring this flu virus upon you. He will not bring other diseases upon you. Come on, somebody. God is going to protect you and carry you home. Listen and listen to me good till the day He has called you home. In the wilderness of Shur, the Israelites had no water. At Marah, they had water, but it was bitter, so that they could not drink it. God can make bitter to us that from which we promise ourselves most, and often does so in the wilderness of this world, that our wants and disappointments in the creature may drive us to the Creator, in whose favor alone true comforts is to be held. In this distress, the people fretted and quarreled with Moses. Hypocrites may show high affection and appear earnest in religious exercises, but in this time of temptation, they fell away. Even true believers in season of sharp trials will be tempted to fret, distrust, and murmur. But in every trial, we should cast our care upon the Lord and pour out our hearts before Him. We shall then find that the submissive will, a peaceful conscience, and the comfort of the Holy Ghost will render the bitterest trials tolerable. Yeah, pleasant. Moses did what the people had neglected to do. He cried out to the Lord, "Lord, save me from these plagues. Lord, save me from these diseases that you have cast upon Egypt. Lord Jesus, cry out to the Lord Jesus. Save us from this flu. Save us, Lord God." And God provided graciously for them. When we cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we cry out our fears and our worries, when we are obedient and walking right with Jesus Christ, He will provide for us and spare us of diseases. He directed Moses to a tree, which he cast into the water, when at once they were made sweet. Some make this tree typical of the cross of Christ, which sweetens the bitter waters of affliction to all the faithful and enable them to rejoice in tribulation. But a rebellious Israelite shall fare no better than a rebellious Egyptian. What God is saying, a rebellious Christian will fare no better than the world. The threatening is applied only. The promise is expressed. God is the great physician. If we are kept well, it is He that keeps us. If we are made well, it is He that recovers us. He is our life and our length of our days. Let us not forget that we are kept from destruction and delivered from our enemies to be God's servants. The only reason God has kept you, the only reason God has delivered you from destruction, delivered you from diseases, the only reason you are what you are today is to be the servant of the Lord. At Elim, they had good water and enough of it, though God may for a time order His people to encamp by the bitter waters of Marah. That shall not always be their lot. Let us not faint at the tribulations. When trials come, when the bird flu comes, come on somebody. When the swine flu comes, come on somebody. When there's diseases all around us, let us not faint in these tribulations. Let us be strong. Pray to the Lord Jesus. He will empower you to overcome every disease of this world. Isn't Jesus the overcomer? I believe He's the overcomer today. I don't believe that any flu has any power over the Spirit of the living God. Come on, somebody. I pray that Jesus and Jesus alone will be glorified in a time of swine flu. Come on, somebody. I don't care what the World Health Organization says. I want to tell you what Jesus says. Jesus says today that you have power over the disease. Jesus says today, if you walk with Him and you humble yourself, come on, somebody. He will keep you and spare you from every affliction, from every disease. Jesus has sovereign control over the afflictions and diseases of our life. God also warns His people of the consequences of disobedience, including plagues. Leviticus 26, verse 21. If you remain hostile towards me and refuse to listen to me, I will multiply your affliction seven times over as your sins deserves. Leviticus 26, 25. And I will bring the sword upon you to avenge the breaking of the covenants. When you withdraw into your cities, I will send a plague upon you, and you will be given into your enemy's hands. After God has set the blessing before them, which would make them a happy people, if they would be obedient, He here sets a curse before them. The evil which would make them miserable if they were disobedient. Two things would bring ruin. A contempt of God's commandments, that they reject the precepts, will come at last to renounce the covenant. A contempt of His corrections. Verses 14 through 39. Will not let obedience by the things they suffer. God Himself would be against them, and this is the root and cause of all the misery. And also, the whole creation would be at war with them. All God's sore judgment would be sent against them. The threatening here are very particular. They were prophecies, and He that foresaw all their rebellion knew they would prove so. Temporal judgments are threatened. Those who will not be parted from their sins by the commands of God shall be parted from them by judgments. Those wedded to their lust will have enough of them. Spiritual judgments are threatened, which should seize their minds. Come on, somebody. Listen to me good. The swine flu today could possibly be the judgment upon the earth. It could be closer to the end times. This is one thing that we might be able to say. But any time a pig is involved, we know there's something biblical going on. They should find no acceptance with God. A guilty conscience would be their continual terror. It is righteous with God to leave those to despair of pardon who presume to sin. It is owing to free grace, if we are not left to pine away in the iniquity we were born in and have lived in. Sometimes these diseases are judgments of God. God is not partial. He can put judgment on the Egyptians, and He can put judgment on the bitter Israelites. God can put judgment on the church today if He wanted. He could use the plague if He wanted. He could use the swine flu to put judgment on countries today. God has, but very interesting that God used the pig. The pig was represented as something idolatrous, something evil, something bitter. Numbers 16:49. But 14,700 people died from the plagues in addition to those who had died because of Korah. Describes God's destroying 14,700 people and 24,000 people respectively for various acts of disobedience. After giving the Mosaic Law, God commanded the people to obey it or suffer many evils, including something that sounds like flu. Listen and listen good. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease and fever and inflammation, which will plague you until you perish. Deuteronomy 28:22. Listen what the Bible says. Is it possible that God has sent the flu to kill 14,700 people back in the day of Deuteronomy 28:22? These are just a few examples of many plagues and diseases God has caused. Listen and listen again. The Lord will strike you with a wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, which will plague you until you perish. Is this not possibly the same thing that is happening today? Is this not possibly the same thing that is happening today? Is there not judgment possibly on the wickedness of many countries today? Is there not judgment on America today? Is there not judgment upon this nation? Is there not judgment upon the churches today? Why would not God use a pig to destroy this earth? Come on, somebody. God would use a pig, of all things, a detestable, sick pig. Let me read this verse again, Deuteronomy 28:22. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. It's sometimes hard to imagine our loving and merciful God displaying such wrath and anger towards His people. But God's punishments always have a goal of repentance and restoration. In 2 Chronicles 7:13-14, God said to Solomon, "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Here we see God using disaster to draw us to Himself, to cause us to repent, to repent of sin and come to Him as children to the Heavenly Father. Listen, the swine flu today could be something. If you are afraid of the swine flu today, maybe God is using that flu to bring you closer to Him. Maybe it's time that you repent of your sins, turn away from your wicked ways. Come on, somebody, and to draw closer to Jesus. In the New Testament, Jesus healed every disease and every sickness, as well as plagues. Matthew 9:35-10:1. Jesus went through all the towns of the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Matthew 9:35. Mark 3:10. For He had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch Him. Our Lord Jesus Christ heals diseases today. He heals diseases. In the areas He visited, just as God chose to use plagues and diseases to show His power to the Israelites, Jesus healed as an exhibition of the same power to verify that He was truly the Son of God. He gave the same healing power to His disciples. Luke 9:1. When Jesus had called the 12 together, He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. Maybe the flu is spreading throughout the world so more Christians today can have the power to heal diseases. I believe today that God is doing amazing things with some folks. I believe today that God is raising amazing ministries. I believe today that God is anointing some people to go out and to heal diseases as Christ has sent His disciples to heal. And maybe this is to verify their ministry. But God still allows sickness for His own purpose. But sometimes diseases, even worldwide epidemics, pandemics, are simply the result of living in a fallen world. There is no way to determine which, although we do not know that God has complete sovereign control over all things, Romans 11:36, and He will work all things together for the good of those who know and love Him, Romans 8:28. But the current flu epidemic is not the last we will see of plagues. Jesus referred to future plagues, Luke 21:11. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. There will be even more plagues than this one. I remember a few years ago they had a an epidemic that broke out in Southeast Asia. It was called SARS. That was a respiratory disease. And then, of course, now we have a new disease that's coming out. Come on, somebody. God said there will always be these kind of pestilence that will always peek their head up in the earth today. There will be a part of this will be a part of the end time scenario. What about the two witnesses of Revelation 11? Who will have power to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want? Revelation 11:6. These men have power to shut up the sky, that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. And they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Revelation 15 speaks of seven plagues wielded by seven angels as the final, most severe judgment describes in Revelation 6. Whether the current outbreak of swine flu is part of God's judgment or the result of a living in a fallen, sinful world, and whether or not is a signal that the end times is beginning, our response should be the same. For those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, disease is a reminder that life on this earth is tenuous and can be lost at any moment. Without the saving blood of Christ shed for us, we will pay for our sins for all eternity in hell. That will make the worst pandemic seem mild. Without Jesus, this flu disease is nothing. Draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, because hell is nothing. This flu is nothing compared to hell. For the Christian, however, we have an assurance of salvation and the hope of eternity. Because of what Christ suffered on the cross for us, Isaiah 53:5, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and Hebrews 9:28. Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. How are we healed today? How are we healed when there's a massive flu, swine flu epidemic that's going throughout this world? The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed, or by his wounds we are healed. We are healed. Are you ready to fly today? Are you ready to go the next mile? Whether it's the flu, the swine flu, or it might be some other disease, I'm telling you, without Jesus, Jesus is drawing you back to him today. Oh, I know some of you today, you're not understanding what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to tell you today, this is a time to embrace Jesus. I'm trying to tell you today, this is a time to fly. Are you ready to fly? Amen.
That's all, folks.